This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. If incoming Rutgers athletic director Julie Herman is able to hang on to her job amid controversy over new information about her background, she will likely face an uphill battle in building trust among the coaches and athletic department employees who will answer to her. Star-Ledger sports columnist Steve Politti spoke with some of the Rutgers employees who will work directly with Herman on a daily basis and joins us now. Hi, Steve. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
So what's most troubling to the people you spoke to? The revelation of the letter written in 1996 by members of the University of Tennessee women's volleyball team accusing Herman, their then coach, of being emotionally abusive, or that she was at the center of a 2008 lawsuit at the University of Louisville for allegedly firing an assistant coach who had come to her to complain about sex discrimination?
I think both are troubling, but I think it even goes beyond that. I think there's just a trust issue that people are worried about. People didn't like her answers to some of the questions that were raised in the immediate aftermath of our Sunday story on this. It just seemed like that Herman had forgotten a lot of the details, wasn't really upfront with what had happened during her time at Tennessee. And people are worried or concerned about that part of it, that they're going to be working for a boss that they're not sure they can trust. And that's a theme I've heard a lot from people in Piscataway now.
Right. Just to recap, your paper broke that story about the 1996 letter, and her response was that she doesn't recall ever seeing it.
Right. And then there's even more than that. There was the pregnancy discrimination suit. Was a part of it was centered over a video that was taken of her at a wedding, and she claims to have forgotten to be at the wedding entirely. And she was actually not only was she there, but she was a bridesmaid and she caught the bouquet. So there's a lot of things that people. I spoke to one athletic department official who said, "You know, I'm female. I've been at weddings. You remember every bridesmaid dress you buy." You know, was her comment. It just goes back to the level of the trust of working with a boss who really has a big responsibility in leading Rutgers into the Big Ten.
Do members of the athletics department say anything about whether they think she should be fired? I mean, she hasn't even started yet. She doesn't start until June 17th.
Right, and that's the tricky part of this. You know, I guess some people are wondering why she would come now based on everything that's happened. And you know, I had one person who just was curious why she hadn't pulled out already, just especially since, you know, this story has really thrust Rutgers back into a negative national spotlight. And most people in the department thought they had gotten through that with the Michael Rice saga and the throwing of the basketballs and the yelling at the homophobic slurs. So to put Rutgers back in that light and have another week where, you know, it's making national news for all the wrong reasons, you know, it just seemed logical to people in the department that she would pull out. And apparently she has no intention of doing that. So it's going to be a rocky transition.
Are these problems likely to have an effect on any particular sport? Is there one sport that's recruiting right now in the midst of these controversies that this would maybe diminish Rutgers' prospects for getting the best and brightest?
You know, that's a question that concerns a lot of people. And you remember, anything that's even perceived as a negative can be used by opposing schools and opposing coaches in recruiting. So this is a question that coaches have been answering since the first story broke and going to continue answering it, I believe, if Herman becomes athletic director, because as one official put it, it's like a cloud that'll be hanging over us. And there's a lot of concern of whether, you know, how you overcome that and how you get people how you get parents to be convinced that they're sending their kids to a place that takes care of its athletes.
What's next? What did the people that you talked to say they'd like to see happen?
I think they would, you know, people would love to see the process reopened. Would love to see, a lot of people feel like the process was rushed, was tilted toward Julie Herman to begin with. They'd like to see it reopen and see Rutgers take its time and try to find a different athletic director who won't bring the baggage to the department. Because the job is going to be difficult as it is for anybody to come in and to sort of be a healer within the program, to win back donors, to win back recruits, as you mentioned. There's going to be a lot of work that has to be done at Rutgers to get ready for the Big Ten. And I think people feel like, you know, it's enough to overcome without having to overcome additional baggage, too.
So they'd rather have that position left unfilled than to continue with Julie Herman.
I think for short term, sure. As the search went on, I don't think that there's really no rush. We're entering the quiet period of the summer. Football season doesn't start until late August. You know, I don't see why there needed to be a big rush to hire an athletic director, and I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Steve Politi is a sports columnist for the Star-Ledger of Newark. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is WNYC.